Hi, this is Jerry Godsey. This is My View from the Pew. Have you ever prayed by the fish sticks?
I have.
Well, I should have. While I was a youth pastor at my grandfather's church in Beaumont, I went shopping at the local Alpha Beta. As I turned down the frozen food aisle, I noticed a woman of about 50 looking into the frozen fish sticks and weeping. Now, frozen fish doesn't usually have that kind of effect on most people unless they've recently had like a goldfish tragedy or something. Flushing Goldie can be a very traumatic experience, especially if he won't go down like he's supposed to. I had one fish that we flushed, buried, that came back up 3 times. He was like the undead or something. Anyway, there's this lady making ice cubes from her tears in the frozen food counter. Suddenly, I realize that God is asking me to go pray with her. Now, you hear Christians talk about God speaking to them all the time. No, the fluorescent fixtures didn't part like the Red Sea. No, God's voice didn't boom over the loudspeakers. It was a gentle nudging feeling. After you've spent time in prayer listening for God's voice, you learn to know when God's encouraging you to action. Well, he started in on me, asking me to go pray with the lady right there. And being a sincere man of God, I did exactly the wrong thing. I began to come up with all kinds of reasons why the frozen food aisle was not a good place for prayer. I told God that I would pray with her in the parking lot. I'd give her my business card. I would invite her to church. I would do anything but pray with her by the fish sticks. While I was bargaining with God, she left the frozen food aisle. I was relieved and went on about my shopping, positive I had made the right choice. While continuing shopping, every time I went down an aisle, there she was, still sniveling, sobbing, and ruining groceries. I couldn't take it anymore. I caught up with her by the Wonder Bread. Ma'am, can I pray with you?
That would be nice,
she said, her face puffy from crying. I prayed a very quiet prayer of peace for this woman, whatever her problem was. Suddenly, she dropped to her knees and began to call out to God and receive Christ in a glorious way. She went on to become a missionary to Fiji, leading millions to Christ. People in Alpha Beta were so impressed by my prayer that our church grew by 100 the next Sunday. All right, it didn't end that way. I finished my prayer. She whispered, "Thank you," and I never saw her again. Did I do the right thing? Well, yes and no. I eventually obeyed God, but it took me a while. Who knows what would have happened if I had prayed with her by the fish sticks? Maybe the end would have been different, maybe not. I'll never know, and it doesn't matter. You're not going to see great fireworks and bells and whistles every time you obey God. Sometimes your job is just to be a witness, and someone else will come along and see the fireworks. That's okay. It's the obedience, not the results, that are the key. If each of us would just be obedient every day, how different would our world be? Imagine if every Christian was sensitive to the needs and cries of those around them. Think of all the good we could do. Imagine how many lives would be brought to Christ just because Christians were actively doing good. I was wrong in that I didn't obey right away. Delayed obedience is still just disobedience. These days you'll find me trolling the frozen food aisle looking for potential prayer partners. I'm going to be ready next time God calls. Well, that's my view from the pew. If you'd like more information, go to jerrygodsey.com. I'll see you next time.